1959, Lloyd Price's song about the legend of Stag Lee reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And music about the 19th century criminal dates all the way back to 1911. But the details about the real-life man behind the myth are a little bit fuzzy.
The records on his life are kind of sparse, so there's that kind of mystique about him.
Like many musicians and poets before him, composer Daryl Glenn Nettles, who also teaches at TSU, was captivated by the story of Stag Lee. But it wasn't necessarily Lee's political sway in the African-American community or his reputation as a brothel owner that intrigued Nettles the most.
It was the killing, the murder, that really struck me about the guy.
As the story goes, Stag Lee was with an acquaintance, Billy Lyons, at a St. Louis saloon in 1895 when the pair got into an argument. There may have been gambling involved. There was most likely lots of alcohol being consumed. And when Lyons grabbed Lee's Stetson hat, Lee responded by shooting and killing Lyons. It didn't take long for the murder to become the stuff of legends.
And that's where he took on this mystique of being so vile, so unafraid of death and unafraid of hell, that they started putting together these narratives about him in poetic style, in African-American folklore.
To Nettles, the drama was all very operatic, so he wrote one.
Stag shot Billy twice, he shot him thrice. Billy pleaded, "Oh, please go tell my wife." Stag the gambler, they knew his name.
In the spirit of folklore, Nettles took his own liberties with the real story in his opera, which he called The Fall of Stag Lee. He moved the story from the late 19th century into the 1920s in order to take advantage of all the musical materials of the Jazz Age. But Nettles admits that his sources of musical inspiration for the opera span a wide range.
And I wanted to pay homage to the influences that I had. So you will hear in the opera there are fugues, which sound a little like Bach, and at the end sounds a little like Haydn / Mendelssohn. There are other scenes which sound like Count Basie and George Gershwin.
Nettles' favorite musical moment, though? A love duet between Stag Lee and his girlfriend, who's come to visit him in prison.
Neath the heavens, star-filled heavens, may God's mercy shine down on you. Let the chains of our suffering melt away. Grant us peace.
Neath the heavens, star-filled heavens, may God's mercy.
We see the human side of Stag Lee for a moment, because while he's with her, he does show signs of fear. Although he's not quite as tough as he thought.
My soul, it hungers for courage this moment.
At this time of trial, it brings us torment. Brings us torment. Grant us.
But that humanity disappears all too soon as Stag Lee, in true operatic fashion, begins to lose his mind in prison and is haunted on stage by literal demons.
And what was nice is that the choreographer had them slithering in. And so I've got this dissonant music, and they're just slithering, and they're overtaking him.
You've been hearing performances from Buffalo Opera Unlimited, which gave the world premiere of The Fall of Stag Lee in 2016. Nettles is currently at work on a chamber arrangement of the opera and hopes that a local premiere will soon allow Nashville audiences to experience the folkloric bad man who was Stag Lee. For 91 Classical, I'm Kara McClelland.